So we're looking tonight at Pastor's message on evolution. It fell off the top of the screen, but it's right up there. Evolution is dumb, and it can't even be consistent with its own rules. But life is so complex that chance processes, even over billions of years, cannot explain its origin. And tonight we're looking at DNA and proteins, two separate things, but they have to work together, but they can't grow together at the same time. They'd have to grow separately and then join up. So I shall read this to you. Richard E. Dickerson, in Chemical Evolution and the Origin of Life, tells us that DNA cannot function without hundreds of pre-existing proteins, ribosomes, complex structures of that assemble proteins, have or require about 200 different proteins. The number depends somewhat on whether the organism is bacteria, eukaryote, or archaea. Proteins are produced only at the direction of DNA. The amino and Hutching on page 66 of that, whatever that is, says the amino acids must link together to form proteins, and the other chemicals must join up to make nucleic acids, including the vital DNA. The seemingly insurmountable obstacle is the way the two reactions are inseparably linked. One can't happen without the other. Proteins depend on DNA for their formation, but DNA cannot form without pre-existing protein. Because each needs the other, a satisfactory explanation for the origin of one must also explain the origin of the other. John C. Walton, in Organization and the Origin of Life, said, "The origin of the genetic code presents formidable, unsolved problems. The coded information in the nucleotide sequence is meaningless without the translation machinery. But the specification for this machinery is itself coded in the DNA. Thus, without the machinery, the information is meaningless. But without the coded information, the machinery cannot be produced. This presents a paradox of the chicken and egg variety, and attempts to solve it so far have been sterile." Shapiro said, "Genes and enzymes are linked together in a living cell, two interlocked systems, each supporting the other. It is difficult to see how either could manage alone. Yet if we are to avoid invoking either a creator or a very large improbability, we must accept that one occurred before the other in the origin of life. But which one was it? We are left with the ancient riddle, which came first, the chicken or the egg?" Carl Zimmer, in How and Where Did Life on Earth Arise, said, "Because DNA and proteins depend so intimately on each other for their survival, it's hard to imagine one of them having evolved first. But it's just as implausible for them to have emerged simultaneously out of a prebiotic soup. Therefore, the components of these manufacturing systems must have come into existence simultaneously. This implies creation. Some of these necessary proteins decode the DNA, store DNA, transcribe DNA into messenger RNA, and assemble proteins, the ribosomes. These systems present in each cell are extremely complex. One of the most studied proteins in mammals, including humans, is called P53. It binds to thousands of DNA sites and influences cell growth, death, and structure. It is involved in fertility and early embryonic development. It also stifles cancers by repairing DNA, suppressing tumors, and killing genetically damaged cells." And we have a reference there to Mitch Leslie in Brothers in Arms Against Cancer. So you can look that up as you have time. I'm going to take a picture of it. No. How could DNA have survived unless P53 and its many functions already existed? In each human, tens of thousands of genes are damaged daily. In my house, they damage their jeans when they skid across the floor. But not tens of thousands of them, but in a norm, inside a human, those genes. A lot of them are damaged daily. Stephen P. Jackson and Jiri Bartek in The DNA Damage Response in Human Biology and Disease said the human body receives tens of thousands of DNA lesions per day. We learn from Thomas Lindahl and Richard D. Wood in Quality Control by DNA Repair that when a cell divides, its DNA at times is copied with errors. Every organism has machinery that identifies and repairs damaged and mistranslated DNA. Without such repair systems, the organisms would quickly deteriorate and die. If evolution happened, each organism would have become extinct before these DNA repair mechanisms could evolve. Life's complexity is mind-boggling, not something that random processes could ever produce. We talk about the evolution stuff. We do a recap after our services at home with our kids at night. And so on the evolution one, we come up with examples all the time where it's like, you could take almost any example. Here's a messy bedroom of stuff all over the floor. It couldn't have gotten that way without somebody putting stuff all over the bedroom. So there had to have been a person in the bedroom putting all the stuff in different places. But the stuff wouldn't be there if there hadn't have been a person. And if there wasn't a person, there wouldn't have been the stuff. So just like that. And with these, you know, we think of examples on the spot. So sometimes they don't work out so well. But you have to have the DNA and you have to have the proteins. They have to be working together. The idea of the machine and the machine language, the coding and the machine that understands it at the same time. You could take a whole, you know, like, we have paper. Well, it has words on it. We have to understand the words. We would have to know what the words mean in order to write the paper. But we had to have made the paper, and we had to have typed the words onto the paper in order for them to exist. So it's not just taking something that exists, and then a new process learns how to analyze that. Both of them had to exist at the same time. You have to learn how to read at the same time you're learning how to write words and understand words and language. All those things have to happen at the same time. So the same way with DNA and proteins. They are so different, completely different. But they had to have happened at the exact same time and in the right way. Otherwise, they wouldn't work together. They would actually deteriorate each other. So, there you go.